Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
And it is a good morning. I'm proud again to report 106.3 WORD took the top award, your station, this weekend at the South Carolina Broadcasters Association Radio Station of the Year, which is just an amazing and huge honor. We had to beat out every other station in the state to win it. In all formats, so not just news talk, everything from NPR to, you know, hip hop stations to religious stations to, like, you know, a whole nine, a whole ball of wax, over 100 radio stations. We are number one. No, so anyway, yeah. So awesome to win that this weekend, and a lot of folks put a lot of time into that. Mark, Steve, Chris, Lonzo, yourself, the newsroom, you know, so many people who are, you know, work to make WORD great every day. So awesome to win those kudos.
It is a group effort.
Yes. And that coming on the heels of the highest ever rating book for the show. I thought it couldn't go any higher, but it has. And want to thank you for that, too. So just becoming a powerhouse, not just in the upstate, but in the state. And just so excited to win that. I was just absolutely tickled. We all went running up to the stage. Me, Bobby Mack, Mark, Steve, everybody, and just we just went nuts. It was a great night. I'm still pumped from it.
Deservedly so.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, sky's kind of the limit for 106.3 WORD right now.
Oh, yeah, always has been.
Yes. Texter writes, you won't read this text, but isn't it ironic that liberals and mainstream media are the most xenophobic toward Russians?
Yes.
Okay. Texter writes, Tara, glad to have you back for a regular broadcast morning. I know that hasn't happened in a while. I've either been at the beach or we've been doing Radiothon.
Yep. It's been over a week. Well, a week, yes.
Yeah, I know. And it's driving me nuts because the stack of stuff I have to get to, just absolutely must do, goes all the way back to August the 3rd. That tells you how bad it is of stuff that that you won't hear anywhere else. I got to get it to you, and I haven't managed to do it. So we got a lot of stuff to knock off here. Want to start with this. Just the absolute propaganda. Now most weekends there's rioting in a major liberal city, if not several major liberal cities. You're literally watching the left come unglued, and you're wondering why. And you know, I play clips all the time of the garbage they're being fed as news. And so these people actually think that the because Rachel Maddow told them this as fact, and they did this on CNN too, that our president is absolutely controlled by Russia. He's a puppet of Putin. He does not act on his own accord. Putin is running the country. Putin is a white supremacist. And he's all in with the alt-right. That the Russians helped to organize the white supremacists marching this weekend in Charlottesville. That was the Russians, too. And they're trying to take over the country, you see. And this is also what they think, Lee. New poll, 63% of Democrats, 63% of Democrats think Manafort is on trial for collusion with Russia.
Which
they think that
is not true.
Not true. That's according to a poll by The Economist and YouGov. Absolutely not. He is on trial for tax evasion.
Yeah, which has nothing to do with Donald Trump at all, because these charges are things that happened well prior to his ever being involved for that short, 6 weeks that he was the chairman of the elect Trump campaign.
18 counts of tax evasion and bank fraud. There is not one iota of testimony that has been offered to date in this trial that has anything to do with Donald Trump or colluding with Russia, because all of these crimes predated Manafort's involvement with Trump. And yet most of the country doesn't know that. And that's why they're putting the show trial on, because they hope to confuse people into thinking.
Exactly.
That.
This is eerily like the whole Valerie Plame issue during the Bush administration. You know, the only conviction was not over the outing of a CIA agent.
Which didn't happen.
Didn't happen to begin with. And the prosecutor knew that. It was already well determined that it was Richard Armitage, who was the assistant secretary of state to Colin Powell, that had already done that. And this person was not necessarily a covert agent to begin with. So, anyway.
So, Robert Mueller charged, his charge as a special prosecutor is to investigate any links or coordination between the Russian government and individuals associated with the campaign of Donald Trump.
And so far, none of that has happened.
None. There is absolutely none of that in this trial, and nobody knows. Unbelievable. Meanwhile, I want to pull an article just to put all of this into perspective. Okay, so we're looking at Manafort. He doesn't register as an agent of a foreign agent. When he's running around advocating on behalf of political team in the Ukraine, does all this tax evasion, shell corporations, moving money that he got from oligarchs all over the place, right? So that's what he's on trial for, right? I would like to go back to an editorial by the New York Post that ran in 2017. Okay, this is October 2017. And just juxtapose where I just read you what Paul Manafort's being tried on: tax evasion, bank fraud charges, in relation to the Ukrainian oligarchs. Okay, let's read this. The gifts of $145 million to the Clinton Foundation and the $500,000 speaking fee to Bill Clinton for a single speech by individuals involved in a deal that required Hillary Clinton's approval. The money was funneled Russian money. The Hill reports that the FBI in 2009 collected substantial evidence, eyewitnesses backed by documents. We got actual Russian collusion here, of money laundering, blackmail, and bribery by Russian nuclear officials, all aimed at growing Vladimir Putin's atomic energy business inside the United States in violation of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. Again, that's The Hill, a liberal publication. The Bureau even flagged the routing of millions from Russian nuclear officials to cutouts and on to Clinton Inc., mostly through the Clinton Foundation. Real Russian money for real Russian political interests that were detrimental to the United States funneled into the Clinton fundraising apparatus, mainly, again, the Clinton Foundation.
There is the real threat to our republic.
So we can't find it with Mueller and Manafort, but it's right in front of our faces with Clinton,
right,
and it's ignored.
Yes. And that, once again, is the true threat to the republic, because we are not a democracy, as you keep hearing folks say. Donald Trump is not a threat to the Constitution nor your so-called democracy. But when you have documented evidence against a Democrat candidate and former president and former first lady and current secretary of state at that time, who are funneling money from sovereign nations for, well, we've already heard what it's for, then there's the real threat to the republic.
The gifts of the $145 million to the Clinton Foundation and the $500,000 speaking fee, which came directly from a Kremlin bank, Kremlin-financed, backed, and owned bank, came right from the Russian government to Bill Clinton for a single speech, right? New York Post. The New York Times confirmed and followed up on Peter Schweizer's reporting that had come out in the book Clinton Cash. So this is not some right-wing hit job. This has been confirmed by The Hill, by The New York Times. It's right in front of our faces. And it's much bigger than just the money given for the sale of the uranium. This is from the New York Times. The Obama administration, anxious to reset U.S.-Russia relations, kept it all under wraps, refusing to tell even top congressional intelligence figures. The Russians were compromising American nuclear contractors in the nuclear industry with kickbacks, extortion threats, all of which raised legitimate national security concerns, one veteran of the case told The Hill. Yet the administration let Moscow move ahead, publicly insisting there were no national security worries and no evidence of Russian interference, despite many lawmakers' concerns at the time. Wait for it. Here's the punchline. There's more. Again, this is the New York Post editorial board in 2017. Until September 2013, the FBI director overseeing all of this was Robert Mueller. The same FBI director who assured Congress that Russia was not colluding, not doing kickbacks, not doing bribery, not breaking our laws in order to get the, not just the uranium, but also the intel from our nuclear industry contractors. It was much bigger than just the uranium.
Isn't it funny how it's always the same names? It's always the same
so
circle
strange
of suspects.
You would think reading this that there's only like 12 people in D.C.,
really?
Right?
Exactly.
You would think that, but there's not. So, I mean, you've got the guy who oversaw massive law breaking by Russians attempting to steal our nuclear technology, not just our uranium. Is the now guy, the guy now prosecuting, folks around Trump and can't find any Russian collusion? It's staggering. It is just and nobody on the left knows this. That's why they're rioting in the street. They have no idea. They just, they absolutely have no idea.
Nor do they want to have any idea, apparently.
And by the way, one of the biggest lies the Obama people and Hillary never held responsible for was, oh, don't worry, that uranium, it never left the country. It never did. It's still right here. They just bought control over it. And then we find out, no, it did leave the country.
Yes.
Went via Asia. We don't know where it is now. At least, let me put it this way. Somebody knows where it is. The mainstream media hasn't reported where it is. They flat out lied about that. They just lied and lied. And nobody's investigating them. Yet we're trying Manafort, Trump's, you know, 5-minute campaign manager for tax evasion and bank fraud charges, completely unrelated to Russia. They haven't proved any connection to Russian influence before Manafort ever met Trump. Yet Hillary did 10 times worse, with Robert Mueller turning his head as FBI director. She's not under investigation. It's staggering. Dual justice system, folks. Dual justice system. Text your rights, 106.3 WORD, making talk radio great again. Yes, thank you. The winning this weekend, South Carolina Broadcasters Association Radio Station of the Year. I want to thank them. So proud to have won that huge honor this weekend. 800-347-1063. Text line 71307. All right, let's jump into this. This is Devin Nunes over the weekend, head of the House Intel Committee, one of the few people in Congress who's actually trying to stop the soft coup by the FBI and the Justice Department. And he's talking about what we're learning now about the route that the dossier traveled. Now, keep in mind, Devin Nunes has seen all the whole unclassified FISA application. He knows what's in it. He can't tell you. And he's desperate for Trump to release it. And here's what he said over the weekend. The number four ranking, highest ranking person at the Department of Injustice is Bruce Ohr. So Brucey is running around and he's prosecuting Trump. They're getting the FISA application to spy on him for the insurance policy so he can be impeached and all, according to the top FBI agent on the case. So he's running around and he needs a little bit of extra help. So he gets his wife, Bruce Ohr does. Bruce, again, the number four at the Justice Department, gets his wife, Nellie. Says, Nellie, go on over and work for that Fusion GPS. Why don't you get a job with that? Okay. So she goes on, she gets a job. She's got money coming in. Fusion GPS is working with the Hillary campaign and the Russians to put together a dossier with which to not only smear Trump, but with which to lie to the FISA court, which is a crime. That's perjury. It's a felony. Max 5 years in prison. So Nellie is working over there at Fusion GPS, and the money from the Hillary campaign via Nellie, the wife, is going right into the Bruce Ohr family bank account while he is working diligently on an application to be able to legally spy on Trump, knowing the whole time his wife is being paid with Hillary Clinton cash from her campaign. By the way, illegally paid in violation of law. You cannot pay a foreign entity campaign money over $50,000. It is a felony. She didn't report it to the FEC. That's a misdemeanor. So, I mean, you got the number four top prosecutor in the country knows the origins of the dossier are not only utterly unethical, but completely illegal. And he's profiting off of it via his wife and the money that comes into their bank account. He also knows where it's coming from, the information in the dossier. I'll let Devin Nunes explain it to you. This is outrageous. We are watching actual evidence of collusion by the Russians with the FBI, the Department of Justice, and the Hillary campaign. We're watching Justice Department officials like Bruce Ohr personally profit from it in real cash money as they lie to the FISA court. Here's Devin Nunes describing where the dossier came from. Now listen to this, because you're going to hear the real Russian collusion that Mueller cannot find and that you will not hear in the Manafort trial. Whether Manafort's guilty or innocent of tax evasion doesn't matter. You'll hear it right here in this clip. It's unbelievable. And it's a little fuzzy because Nunes is in Georgia, the country of Georgia, so he's by phone. But you can still make it out. Take a listen.
Don't forget that Bruce Ohr's wife, Nellie Ohr, she also was working for Fusion GPS, working for the Clinton campaign. So here you have information flowing from the Clinton campaign, from the Russians, likely, I believe, was handed directly from Russian propaganda arms to the Clinton campaign, fed into the top levels of the FBI and Department of Justice to open up a counterintelligence investigation into a political campaign that has now polluted nearly every top official at the DOJ and FBI over the course of the last couple of years.
Well, that is what is so extraordinary.
And quite frankly, it's what you kind of see in this part of the world where I'm at now.
Yeah, and he's in Georgia. Yeah, it's exactly how they do business there. The intel agencies run politics. It's what the FBI wants. They've seen that model. They've studied it in Russia. They like it. They think they should be in charge. They've seen it in China, and they want to do it. Now, let me ask you a question. Russians are pretty on top of stuff. Do you think, I mean, no, intel-wise, right? Do you think the Russians knew that the information they were feeding to Hillary and the spy Christopher Steele was being used against Trump? Their boy, their main man, according to Rachel Maddow. You could just tell by looking at Trump that he's controlled by the Russians. You don't need to know anything else. Do you think the Russians knew where that propaganda was going? Of course they did. And Hillary was using it for cash to take out Trump, and yet they provided it anyway. Isn't that strange? That's a real strange thing to do to your main man Trump, isn't it? If you're in control of him. Devin Nunes continues with Maria Bartiromo over the weekend about the implications of this.
What's wrong with declassifying all of this information so the American people understand exactly what took place? Because you're right. This is an incredible story, and that is why we are doing it every Sunday morning to make sure the American people are informed as far as what went on. Do you think the president will declassify this so that people understand what took place?
I think he really has no choice because I will tell you, you're gonna end up with a situation with half of America, including many, nearly every Republican member of Congress, who will have zero confidence in the Department of Justice and FBI. And that just can't be. We have to have a strong Department of Justice and a strong FBI that stays out of politics. And if we don't get that soon, I think it's just going to continue to deteriorate. Well, and I think it's like the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, said several months ago, the Department of Justice and FBI need to decide whether or not they want to be part of the cleanup crew or the cover-up crew.
Yeah, they do. And we need to decide as a country that they're not going to be running this country's politics anymore. Folks, do you realize that's what's at stake in these midterms? That all of these investigations that Devin Nunes is doing, all of his access to these documents will end immediately if the Democrats win. And you know what that means? Coup wins. There's nobody to stop it anymore. It's over. It's done. It's finished. That's what's at stake in these midterms. We only know this stuff because Devin Nunes is the chair of the Intel Committee. If the Democrats win control of the House, that flips and the Democrats chair the Intel Committee. These investigations stop, the documents dry up, and the FBI is allowed to do whatever the heck it wants to do. And we've already seen how terrifying it is when they do that. To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, texter writes, about the last segment, wonder why the GOP-led Congress and GOP-led Justice Department refused to go after the Clintons if it's that clear they broke the law. Well, this is the same GOP-led Congress that's been traumatized by what? Being spied on. Including our own Senator Lindsey Graham by the CIA. By his own admission in his own words. They know what happens. They know the gig's up. Nobody wants to step out by themselves. Oh, by the way, you can tell that Lindsey Graham is running for office. Yeah. Mr. We can't interfere with the highly qualified Mr. Mueller as he attempts to cover up his own crimes, as documented by me in the couple segments ago, ignoring the Russian bribery kickbacks that were rife throughout the nuclear industry, not just in the purchase of the uranium. But in repeated purchases of companies to get our technology. All of them approved by Hillary's State Department. They knew about it. They lied to Congress about it. It is documented to have been real. Mueller oversaw it all. Massive Russian collusion to exfiltrate not just our uranium, but our nuclear technology by our biggest nuclear rival and foe, whose nukes mainly pointed at us. We'd have called that treason in a different era. In this one, he gets to run a political opposition hit job investigation. And so Lindsey Graham, I don't know if he's hit his head or just seen some poll numbers, actually had this to say over the weekend. What a difference from his previous rhetoric. Do you remember when he threatened? Gosh, it's been within the last year. Threatened Trump that if he dared to fire Mueller or do anything about this FBI investigation, that the Senate would grind his entire agenda to a halt. Yeah. What a difference a pending election and some really bad poll numbers make in a man's opinion. Here's Lindsey Graham. It's today's epic rant. We actually have Lindsey Graham doing epic rants. That's how big the turnaround by this guy is right now. But anyway, what he says is true. And I welcome him to the debate.
Here's what I would tell the American people. Both campaigns were investigated by the FBI and Department of Justice in 2016. When it came to the Clinton campaign, she got a pass. The criminal investigation of the Clinton campaign was a joke. When it came to the Trump campaign, it was corrupt, it was biased, and I think unethical. Mr. Orr should not have had any role in investigating the Trump campaign because his wife worked at Fusion GPS. The FBI agent in charge of the Clinton campaign hated Trump, liked Clinton, and also started the counterintelligence investigation against Trump. When it came to Dianne Feinstein, they went to her and said, hey, there's a Chinese person working on your staff that we think may be tied to the Chinese government. When it came time to, they never did the same for Trump. So these investigations against Trump were corrupt to the core. They gave Clinton a pass. Bruce Orr was at least unethical. We need a special counsel to look at all things Department of Justice and FBI when it came to the Trump investigation, particularly the counterintelligence investigation.
Wow. Yeah, we do. We absolutely do. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. Unbelievable, the stuff that's going on in the country this morning. Texter writes, Tara, Trump is going to have to declassify all this and no justice will ever be done until Jeff Sessions is fired. So says Donnie and Landrum. I'm hoping all of that comes after the election. By the way, it's on now. You know that, right? Yeah, the final battle lines have been drawn here, and I'll tell you what has happened with this over the last week. And I meant to get into this last week, but we had so much else going on. Devin Nunes, head of the Intel Committee, is at a fundraiser, right? And he says, I don't know if he just got caught on tape or he wanted this message out. He had to know, but people have phones, everything is recorded. I don't know, but he's asked by a donor, hey, listen, this is ridiculous. Why don't y'all impeach Rosenstein, the guy who's Mueller's boss? And we know he lied to the FISA court. He signed off on an application. He knew the dossier wasn't verified. He lied under oath. Why don't y'all fire him? And he says, well, we can't. Not till after the election. Because, see, it would have to go to the Senate. And we want to get Kavanaugh confirmed and on the Supreme Court. Yeah, well, what he left unsaid is he doesn't want the controversy going into the election either. Because it could, you know, repress turnout and put Democrats in control of the House. But he said, yeah, he said, listen, we are going to impeach Rosenstein after the election that, you know, individual Republican Congress members have had it. OK, so Mueller knows this now. Rosenstein goes, if you got an honest prosecutor put in Rosenstein's place, the Mueller investigation would be over. So Mueller knows he's got to the midterms to take out Trump. If he's read the news at all, and I'm sure he has. That things are speeding up now. He knows what the parameters are. And there's a good chance Rosenstein's going to be gone after that election if the Republicans win. So look for fireworks from here on out. Mueller's going to have to manufacture doubt about Trump. Going to have to manufacture doubt to turn the Democrat base out. That's his job. Turn the Democrat base out. So watch. Just keep your eyes on all of this because it's about to get pretty heated. Texter writes, Trump will declassify right before the election, you think? Look, I hope he does it soon before he's indicted. And don't text me, you can't indict the president. Remember, laws and the Constitution do not apply to Trump. He's already been stripped of his Fourth Amendment constitutional protections. Nobody cares. You can do anything to Trump you want to. As far as Trump goes, he's the first American fully stripped of his Bill of Rights protections right before our face. They do anything they want. Don't kid yourself. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. I had to laugh at this, by the way. New study, totally different topic. Most people try to land dating app partners. That's, by the way, that's how you date now. You go online. You can order anything online, including a date. Dating app partners who are at least 25% more attractive than themselves. Isn't that interesting? Once it hits around 30% or so, you're thinking, I can't get the person. No, it's 25% more on average. So I thought about this. I'd love to know. Was that going on before the internet? Were you striving for someone at least 25% more attractive than you? And who is the person in your relationship who's 25% more attractive? Is it you, your spouse, or your significant other? 800-347-1063. Text line 71307. In my case, I'll admit it's my husband. My husband was he's just hot. I got to tell you, he was. In fact, the first time I showed up for my arranged date with him, this girl in our office said, "Oh, I grew up with him. You got to meet this guy. You were just alike." I was in the restaurant. I was supposed to meet at this restaurant. And I walked by him because he was so good looking. I assumed he wasn't my date. And I figured, a guy who needs somebody to arrange dates for him, and he's going to be a little weird. And I'd put her off for a long time. I'd put her off for a long time, the woman in my office. How am I going to get rid of this guy? I want to go after him, go out with him. He's probably going to be a weirdo. And I got to deal with her because she's at work. And I finally broke down and went because she just would not let up on me. So, yeah, I walked by my husband. He was sitting at the table. Because I just assumed someone that good looking couldn't be my arranged date and he must not be here yet. And I went back again. I'm like, well, the other guy in here is kind of old. He's like, 20 years past what, the sell by date, according to the age he was supposed to be. And I was like, are you my date? Oh my, that's my date. Yeah. And I say, well, this will last one date then. Because these good looking people, they tend to hang out together. You know what I mean? They don't have anything to do with us regular looking people. But we clicked and I got the better end of the deal. So is that you? Are you the one who's 25% better looking? Or is that your spouse? Texter writes, I think my wife and I are equal on looks, so I'm probably the one 25% uglier. Another texter writes, don't sell yourself so short. I'm not saying my husband was a fantastic looking guy. When I met him, he still is. But, 20 years ago. Texter writes here, my darling husband is an absolute hunk, but what makes him reach rock star status is how caring and giving he is. I love my main man, Craig. That's awesome. Yep, Craig Martin, shout out to you. You're apparently quite good looking and a fantastic husband. Great to wake up to that on a Monday morning, right? Texter writes, I strived for 100% better looking than myself. Okay, how'd that work out? I hate when they leave me hanging in these texts. And 800-347-1063, text line 71307. Okay. Meanwhile, over the weekend, the stuff that, if it was actually reported by the mainstream media would change the country, but never will be. Yeah, if you don't listen to talk radio and you don't listen to this station and you don't watch Fox News, you would not know what has happened in Philly. The police there and the mayor allowed Antifa and these, no borders, no USA, KKK, crazy people to shut down the ICE office there, demanding that Philadelphia no longer comply in any way with ICE. In other words, completely rip up the contract. They're not going to call him for any reason. If a murderer is done serving his sentence and he's an illegal alien, no call to ICE. Agreement totally ripped up. I mean, that's the level of radical there that the Philly mayor agreed to. Okay, well, we've just found out that an illegal immigrant released under the Philly mayor's policies of sanctuary cities, could have been deported, they never called ICE, has raped a young girl. Something that didn't have to happen. Okay, this is the Philadelphia mayor. This is the audio from a few months ago in court. Somebody challenged their sanctuary city status. The city of Philly got the right liberal judge and was allowed to remain a sanctuary city, a place where illegal immigrants are free to rape young girls with no consequences whatsoever. Now, here is the mayor of Philly a few months back dancing for joy over this.
The mayor of Philadelphia blasted for celebrating his sanctuary city status after a court win over the Trump administration.
are a sanctuary city. Yeah.
Okay. We are a sanctuary city. It's so exciting. Here's over the weekend. Philly Mayors asked, you know, this little girl got raped on your watch. You know that, sir. Due directly to your policies. Do you know what he says? Oh, no, that's ICE's fault. They should have gotten a warrant to come get him. According to federal law, sir, they don't need a warrant to come get him. And they couldn't have gotten a warrant because you didn't tell them about it. Or any of the other criminals, illegal immigrants turned back out on the street. They can't get a warrant for anybody. They don't know who they are and who's who. Which, by the way, violates federal law. But, you know, dual justice system, right? Here's Jason Chaffetz, a former Congress member, trashing the Philly mayor on Fox over the weekend. Something, by the way, if you're one of these CNN, MSNBC listeners, you know, viewers who occasionally wander into here, you've probably never heard any of this before. Well, it's what's going on in your country. Take a listen.
Yes. No way to look at
it. It's an absolute tragedy. And all the...
By the way, this is the mayor in the beginning being asked by the liberal reporter, you know, hey, is it a tragedy? Isn't this your fault, sir, that the little girl got raped?
Yes. No way to look at
it's an absolute tragedy. And all they had to do was get a warrant. And
lie. Can't get a warrant if they don't inform him about the guy's existence.
Would have turned him over.
They didn't even know about it. How are they supposed to get a warrant if they didn't know about it? They never contacted ICE.
This is disgusting. I'm telling you, my 8.5 years in Congress, I saw this time and time again. We had hearings about this. The Obama administration released 80,000 criminal aliens back into the homeland instead of deporting them. And you got mayors like this dancing around. And this young woman was raped by somebody that we had in custody. And instead of adhering to a detainer request, a notice from ICE saying, hey, if you have this person, let us know. The mayor is over there dancing, releasing this person, and he rapes a young girl. Totally preventable. Totally preventable.
Yep, totally preventable. And where are the advocates for children? The ones who don't want them ripped from their illegal immigrant parents' arms after those parents break the law on our border. Where are they? Nowhere. They're nowhere. They don't care. It's because they don't care about children. Nope. They see them as potential Democrat voters and no more.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.